USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump reminding France again this morning that the U.S. helped save it from Germany in World Wars I and II. In a tweet this morning, the president took issue with French President Macron's recent suggestion that Europe should form its own army to protect it from the United States, as well as China and Russia.
And now it's time to get to work.
That's the Democrat in an Arizona U.S. Senate race, Kyrsten Sinema, the apparent winner now of that Senate seat that had been held by Republican Jeff Flake, who's not seeking re-election. Last night, her opponent, Republican Martha McSally, conceded and congratulated Sinema in a video posted online.
I just called Kyrsten Sinema and congratulated her on becoming Arizona's first female senator after a hard-fought battle. I wish her all success as she represents Arizona in the Senate.
And this is USA Radio News.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this guy named Jordan. He's a healthy guy. He's a dad of six, and he works as a guide in Alaska. And he goes to the doctor, true story, he goes to the doctor, and he's diagnosed with cancer, stage four. And here's the thing. He had switched earlier from medical insurance to MediShare, where Christians share each other's medical bills. So the question for Jordan and his wife, Jenny, was, is this actually going to work?
Our medical bills exceeded $160,000. MediShare members shared all our bills.
And it was about more than just the money, too. This is a real community.
MediShare is a family, a group of people that stick with you through the hardest times of your life. I just don't know how I could have done it without MediShare.
It's so worth looking into. There's a reason this is growing so fast. So if you want to find out more, here is a number for you. 855-90-PSALM. That's 855-90-PSALM.
Security at the Brooklyn, New York Federal Courthouse ramped up this morning for the start of drug lord Joaquin El Chapo Guzman's trial. He's accused of running a multi-billion-dollar drug trafficking operation and ordering hits on dozens of people. 42 people now dead from the Camp Fire in Northern California, and they're afraid with so many people listed as missing, that number is only going to continue to grow. And the winds are continuing to howl, which isn't helping firefighting efforts.
We're going
to
see winds 30 to 40 miles an hour with gusts up to 55 miles an hour.
As for the situation in Malibu and Calabasas, Fire Chief Chris Anthony says wind still the biggest problem.
You know, our weather is far less predictable than it has been in the past. We're seeing greater extremes. We're seeing longer stretches of red flag warnings with these really strong, strong winds. And that's true even in Northern California on the Camp Fire.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The San Francisco 49ers supporting some of the young survivors of the deadly Camp Fire, which, as we told you, continues to burn in Northern California. The Niners hosted the Paradise High School football team, their cheerleaders and coaching staff, at last night's Monday night game against the Giants. The special guests on the field with the Niners for a moment of silence for the fire victims. Fans worldwide continue to mourn the death of comic book legend Stan Lee yesterday at the age of 95. Lee created or co-created Black Panther, Spider-Man, the X-Men, the Mighty Thor, Fantastic Four, Iron Man, the Incredible Hulk, and Ant-Man, among countless other characters. Lee got started in comics in 1939, joining Timely Comics as an office assistant. The publisher founded by Lee's cousin-in-law, Martin Goodman, would eventually transform into Marvel Comics in 1961. Lee ran and wrote for Marvel until 1972, when then he took on the role of publisher. As for Lee's passing on Monday morning at Cedars-Sinai Hospital, BBC Entertainment reporter Steve Smith puts it this way.
Spider-Man, Ant-Man, Iron Man, and the rest will continue to slug it out without Stan Lee. But the film studios have lost the most precious figure they ever got their hands on. Ideas, man.
For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.